In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I have some sad news that the man who told me that the program should be called In Season and Out of Season, his name is Andy Murray, just died the other day. And we say, "Eternal rest grant unto him, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon him. May he rest in peace. Amen." Today we're looking at the whole experience of the birth of Jesus. The birth of Jesus foretold, chapter 1 in Luke, verse 26. In the sixth month of the pregnancy of John the Baptist, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. Here we have the Anoim, the poor and the needy of Yahweh, Joseph and Mary. And he came to her and said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." Oh, yes. And I tell you, do not be afraid today, because Jesus is Lord, because Jesus has given his life for you. Do not be afraid. Oh, we waste so much time in fear. Fear is useless. Just trust Jesus. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will be no end. Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy." Oh, yes. The Lord Jesus, from his conception, is holy. He will be called Son of God, because that's who he is. And now, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing is impossible with God. I want to say that again. Nothing is impossible with God. Elizabeth, another one of the Anoim, whose only hope was in the Lord, she conceived in her latter years, and they had even stopped praying because she went through the change of life. But the prayer of Elizabeth and Zechariah, both Anoim, was in front of the throne of God. Then Mary said, "I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word." Mary said yes to the baby, yes to the angel. Then the angel departed from her. If you ever needed an angel, it was now, because Mary has to trust that the Joseph is going to understand this, because the pregnancy of a woman without a husband, what happened to her would be stoning. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's voice, the child leapt. The child leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord," Mary is the mother of the Lord, "comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord. Blessed is the person who says yes to the Lord and believes there's going to be a fulfillment of what has been told." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations shall call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and to his children forever." This is so important. Mary cries out, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord," not the greatness of Mary, but the greatness of the Lord. And Mary remained with Elizabeth about 3 months and then returned to her home. Where was her home? In Nazareth of Galilee. Now Joseph has to find out. We're going to go to the birth of Jesus. The birth of Jesus in Luke 2. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to their own towns to be registered. And Joseph, another Anawim, trust in the Lord, also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David, called Bethlehem. Why Bethlehem? Because he was of the descendant of the house of the family of David. And he went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. She gave birth to her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger. Again, we see that the birth of Jesus came in history while there was an emperor, Augustus, on the throne, and Quirinius was the governor of Syria. This is an interesting thing. The one that created the heavens and the earth finds no room for him in the inn. He created everything. By the word of the Father, he created all that is and was and is to come. And what does it say? And laid him in a manger. Why? Because there was no place for them in the inn. As I said, the one who created heaven and earth and all things He is the one that there is no room for him in the inn. In that region there were shepherds, Anawim, living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then the angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid." Don't be afraid today. You see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David, Bethlehem, the house of bread, a Savior who is Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Lying in a what? A manger, a food trough. The bread of life lies in a manger where they fed the animals. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men whom his favor rests." When the angel had left them and gone back to heaven, the shepherds, Anawim, said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem to see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph, Anawim, and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, for he is a Savior. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these things and all these words in her heart and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told to them. They went with haste to the manger. I wonder how many of us go with haste to the Lord Jesus Christ. How many of us really go with haste to Jesus, who is the Word of God, who created heaven and earth. Imagine, He created heaven and earth, the mountains and the oceans, and there was no room for Him in the inn. How sad. After 8 days had passed, it was time to circumcise the child, and he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Oh, the holy name of Jesus, the powerful name of Jesus, the wonderful name of Jesus. Oh, I love Jesus. I love his name. I love his power. It comes from his name. And you must know that Jesus has plans for you. He has plans for me. When the time came for their purification, according to the law of Moses, they brought Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord, "Every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord." And they offered a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, another Anawim. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit rested upon him. Oh God, let your Holy Spirit rest upon all of us who hear this word. Let the Holy Spirit rest upon us as he rested upon Simeon. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Where did that happen? It was a prophetic word that he received. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, circumcision, Simeon looked him and took him in the arms and praised God, saying, "Master, now you may dismiss your servant in peace. Why? According to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of every man, a light of revelation to the Gentiles and the glory to your people Israel." And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about Jesus. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother, "This child is destined for the falling and rising of many in Israel, and this is a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and the sword will pierce your own soul too." I'm telling you, I've never heard anyone preach about this sword. "There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, having lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, then as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped there with fasting and prayer, night and day. At that moment, she came and began to praise God and to speak about the child." You see, why these two? They were prayerful people. They were moved by the Holy Spirit, Simeon and Anna, moved by the power of God to come into the temple at just this time. She began to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. "And when they had finished everything required of them by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom and favor. The favor of God was upon him." The boy Jesus in the temple. Now every year his parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. And when Jesus was 12, they went up as usual for the festival. Now he's 12. He has not had his bar mitzvah yet. When the festival was ended and they started to return, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Why? When you're 12, you can be with either the men or the women. They travel differently, the women together and the men together. Mary thought Jesus was with Joseph, and Joseph thought Jesus was with Mary. Assuming that he was in the group of travelers, they went a day's journey. Then they started to look for him among the relatives and friends. I wonder how many people are looking for Jesus during this Advent season. Looking for Jesus. Those who look will find. Oh, those who search will find that Jesus is the Lord, that Jesus is God, that Jesus is Messiah, that Jesus is the Anointed One. When they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem to search for Jesus. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. But first he listens to them, then he asks them questions. When his parents saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, "Child, why have you treated us like this? Look, your father and I have been searching for you in great anxiety." He said to them, "Why were you searching for me? Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house?" But they did not understand what Jesus said to them. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. His mother treasured all these things in her heart. Mary is the contemplative. as Jesus increased in wisdom, in years, and in divine and human favor. What have we learned today? I tell you, we learned that Mary was greeted by the angel Gabriel. We learned that Mary said yes, that she would become the mother of the Lord. She said, yes, let it be done unto me according to your word. I'm telling you that our yes means something. We never know where our yes is going to lead, but we must continue to say yes to God. I say yes, yes, yes. I say yes, O Lord. I say yes, yes, yes. That Mary was a virgin. She did not know man. That the Virgin Mary gave birth to Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God. And that they were in Bethlehem because Joseph was of the house of David. And they went to register for the census in Bethlehem. And Mary brought forth Jesus, and they laid him in a manger, a feeding trough, because there was no room for them in the inn.
That's amazing.
That's amazing, again, that the Creator of heaven and earth, our Lord Jesus Christ, when he was with the Father from all eternity, created heaven and earth, the mountains and the sea, and there was no room for him in the inn. How sad. How sad. What else have we learned today? We learned that the first people that was manifested Jesus were Jewish shepherds, all Anawim, poor and needy, who came and heard the angel saying, don't be afraid, I bring you great news of great joy, for unto you in the city of David is born a Savior who is the Messiah. How we need to know that we are in need of a Savior, not of a philosopher, not of a good man, but a Savior. Jesus Christ is first Savior. He saved us from our sins on the cross when he gave his life as a ransom for many, for you and for me. That the shepherds in haste go to see the baby and Mary and Joseph. They go with haste. I wonder how many of us are praying this Advent in haste so that we might see Jesus, that we might be glory, if we might glorify Jesus. When he was 8 days old, he was circumcised and presented in the temple. And we see Simeon, another Anawim, coming in to the temple at just the right time. At just the right time. We see Simeon, and they offered the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons because they were poor. That was the offering of a poor person. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. He was righteous and devout, looking forward for the consolation of Israel, waiting for the Messiah. And it had been revealed to Simeon that he would not see death until he had beheld the Messiah with his own eyes. And not only is he beholding the Messiah in his own eyes, but he takes up the Messiah in his arms and says, Master, now you may dismiss your servant in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation. This is Jesus, our salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all people, a light of revelation to the Gentiles and the glory to your people Israel. That he would be a light of revelation to those that are not Jews and the glory of your people Israel. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Christmas is all about Jesus, all about his birth, all about the unaweaned, the poor and needy who behold him, all about you and I who are absolutely in need of a Savior. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.